Phoneboy Speaks, episode 909, Music Acquisition in the 1990s. I still have a rather sizable CD collection, and primarily it's because I bought most of it, I'd say, in the 1990s. And in fact, a lot of the music I bought came from a company called BMG Music Service. Now, that was the a different version of Columbia House, which was probably the more popular of the two. And there probably were other little record clubs like it. And the idea worked something like this: you would buy, you'd get an insane number of discs for really cheap. Right, it would be like 11 discs for a penny or something like that, and then you'd have to agree to buy a certain number of discs at a full retail price for over whatever period of time it was. And you had to remember to send the cards back, because if you didn't, what would happen is they would send you the discs anyway, whatever the featured track was or whatever that would be. So you have to remember to send the cards back, otherwise they'd send you stuff. And so they apparently made a significant amount of money doing this. And this was the other thing that was going on in the 90s was this was shortly after everything went from records to CDs, and so a lot of people were essentially rebuying their music. And it turns out that if you look at kind of how Columbia House and BMG Music Service ran, it's very similar to the way that these streaming services run today, right? So there's a certain amount of there's not really all that much money in it, and I won't say the music's being necessarily given away, but certainly the artists aren't making any money on it. I mean, your $10 a month is not getting you you're not making the artists rich. No wonder they're upset by it, but they should be upset at the record companies, who've been screwing artists for pretty much as long as there's been a record industry. But it was funny reading this article in the AV Club that describes kind of some of the behind the scenes stuff, and for me, it was walking down memory lane going, oh yeah, I used to remember reading the all these little crappy little magazines that they'd send, and read the little things and figure out, okay, which of the the limited selection of CDs that I wanted. But I still have all of these artifacts. There's a significant number of CDs in my collection that have manufactured through BMG Direct or whatever, and I paid next to nothing for them, and it's sad, because it seems like that hasn't changed, right? I mean, you get the deal on Amazon or whatever. I mean, it's the Amazon's I guess like the BMG Music Service of the current generation, because Amazon will put something up, they'll put a CD up sometimes for free, or sometimes for like $5 or something, and so the artists probably aren't making a whole lot of money on that deal. While it was nice to kind of have the walk down memory lane and realize that, oh yeah, I still have so many CDs that came from BMG Music Service, but it's also, nothing has really changed, right? The record company are still scamming the artists. They're not hardly giving them anything. They're finding all kinds of ways to get the music out there, but as I say, it is a cartel. I mean, they are controlling access to something that it's something that I hadn't even thought about. It's like, well, yeah, once they digitized everything, they basically made it, they've basically created their own demise, right? Because once it was all digital bits, it was very easy to then make it available in other means, right? I mean, start talking about all the music piracy that happened in the late 90s, early aughts, and maybe not so much of that going on now, because it's easy to get, but I've never been a huge fan of the streaming services. I like to quote unquote own my music, although it's even today, right? I mean, when you buy an album from iTunes or whatever, you're all you're getting are bits, right? And of course, if you don't back up those bits, then you've lost them. So, but meanwhile, my little collection of CDs that I still have here, and it's probably got a couple hundred of them now, that's not going anywhere. And you know, I guess they'll deteriorate over time as well. So nothing lasts forever. But yes, these yeah, these little plastic discs I still have. They are, you know, again, it's amazing how many of them I have purchased from BMG Music Service. At least during the 90s, I can't remember when I stopped buying stuff from them. But I guess you know, those deals went away, right? It says everything moved online. There is no BMG Music Service or Columbia House anymore, at least not in the same way that it was. But anyway, walk down music memory lane, and yes, the old days, how we got our music in the old days. I'm feeling old now. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.